Greetings in Jesus' name. I welcome you to join with us today as we look to the Word of God for a word of encouragement, an exhortation, an inspiration for us to consider what God's will is, what His heart is, what He would have for us today. I'm reading Psalm 1 today. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Names three things here in verse 1 that are negative, three things that it says, blessed is the man who doesn't do these things, walking in the counsel of the ungodly. When we think of the counsel of the ungodly, that can have quite a broad range of applications. There can be a lot of things that could be included under that definition, the counsel of the ungodly. Those who do not worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who do not follow Jesus to the best of their understanding and their ability. Those who reject the commandments of the Lord and who lift up teachings and traditions of man and anything that's against the Word of God. When we read or listen to the words of the ungodly, those who are not obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are entering in to their counsel, and it may influence us in many ways. And it says, nor stands in the path of sinners. Standing in the path of sinners. There's a way of doing things that is fleshly and appeals to the flesh, to the natural man. There's a way of doing things that is according to Scripture, is according to the Word of God, is according to the commandments of Jesus. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. The scornful are those who scoff at God's word. They scoff and they mock what is godly and what is good. To them, it appears foolish. It is foolishness. But to those who believe, it's not. To those who believe, the word of God is wisdom. It gives understanding. It is a light to our pathway. And then he talks about that, but in verse 2, in Psalm 1, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That means he ponders it, he studies it, he carries it with him as he goes about his day's work. He ponders what the Word of God would mean, how it might give direction to him as he goes about his day's work, and he meditates on it by night when he goes to bed, thinking over the events of the day. And he asks himself, is my life in line, in tune with God's word? Am I at peace with God, with my fellow man, to the best of my ability? Verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The man who humbles himself, considers his ways and whether they are in agreement with God's word, will receive the grace of God. God gives grace to the humble, and the grace of God will be upon him and the Lord's blessings, and he will bring forth fruit in its season. As we look over the landscape on a cold January day, we don't see much fruit hanging on the trees, and we don't see many leaves either. And there are times that we go through a season where there's testing, there's refining, and we seek to find rest in the Lord. The winter time is a time for the trees, the plants, to rest. They are storing up strength for when the right season comes, and they will bear fruit. That doesn't mean they're dead now. They are still alive. The roots of the trees are still deep in the ground, and they are connected to life. For a tree, the life is in the ground. For us, life is in Jesus and in the Word of God. And when we meditate on that day and night, God's grace will empower us. His blessings will be evident. And in due season, when the time is right, there will be fruit to be seen. Verse 4 says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The Lord knows those who are seeking him. He can see and discern the motives of the heart, the intents of our heart. And the Word of God is able to divide the intents, the motives of the heart, whether they be righteous or whether they be ungodly. The Lord knows these things. And he knows who are his. Today, let us choose God's way. Let's choose to send our, to invest in the study of God's word, to send roots down deep, so that the Spirit of the Lord may enlighten us, illuminate our minds in his word. It may look like there's not any fruit, but in the winter time we don't see a lot of fruit, but when spring comes and the rains, we will begin to see fruit. It will become evident. And things take time. The Lord works surely and slowly. Slowly but surely. And I trust that God's grace is sufficient for you today. May you have a blessed day.